What up, fam? How we doing? It's your man, Blackavelli, coming at you with another black man over 50. You know, I'm always going to ask you who you got teaching you, you know, who you got talking to you, helping you get to that next level. It's your man. Man, I was asked earlier, Black, do you meditate? And I said, you know what? I bet it's a whole lot of brothers out there that don't realize that absolutely, not only do I meditate, but we all should meditate, you know. We all should have a clean start, you know what I'm saying? And so tonight, I'm gonna break down how a king should meditate. You see what I'm saying? Because again, it is important that we feed the body, soul, and the mind. You know what I'm saying? We always on some stress type shit and never get a chance to kind of just relax, you know what I'm saying? So kings need to meditate daily. You know what I'm saying? This is the only way you're gonna stay focused. You see what I'm saying? You need to carve out 10 to 20 minutes per day for you to just get in your feelings, you know what I'm saying? Empty out, you know, the day's trash, you know, empty out the shit that's been on the mind all day, all week, you know what I mean? Reset, you know what I'm saying? So here's a few things or a few steps that you should take on the way to meditate. And I might lay this down under a little chill meditation type music, you know, something nice and easy to listen to so you can kind of just close your eyes, lean back, and kind of go through the flow, and then once you get to practice, then, you know what I'm saying, you can do this, you know, with your own thing. Or I might just leave it raw. We'll see. Number one, get a time and place where you can focus, like I said, for about 15, 20 minutes, you know, in the ride, on the way home from work. When you get home, you know, that time before you get out the ride, sometimes it's your last piece of quiet time before showtime. So that time, right before you get ready to get out the ride, you know what I'm saying? Or wherever, you know, in the crib, in the basement, the bathroom, you know, wherever you can carve that moment out, you know what I'm saying? Get you 15 to 20 minutes for you time, you know what I'm saying? Get you a cocktail or whatever you chill out on, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole key is for you to be relaxed, you know what I'm saying? So whatever, you know, relaxes you, get that and take that with you into your quiet zone, you know what I'm saying? So that way, like I said, you totally in your own feelings, you totally in your own mindset, you know what I'm saying, on what's going on. Get some music on, you know what I'm saying? So again, whether I put some music behind this or not, are you getting in your own vibe, you know what I'm saying, or what you listen to kind of just chill you out, you want to get some music on, you know what I'm saying? Get something to just complete that atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to get all into the aroma candles and all into the scents and the oils and all that, but at least you get some music on, you got your cocktail, you know what I'm saying, you got your quiet space, you got your quiet time, now you can start, you know what I'm saying, on the meditation, you know what I'm saying, so you know, you just close your eyes, like I say, clear your mind, if you can, like I said, there's a lot of men out there, there's so much shit going on in the head that the minute you close your eyes, it's like a fucking movie, and the first thing you can do is open them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just too much going on. But if you can, try to close your eyes with the goal of just seeing straight darkness. When you can see straight darkness with no pictures going on, no reflections, you know what I'm saying, no memories, nothing. You just straight slow your breathing, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of get just straight darkness, or maybe a picture may pop up or a thought every now and then, but you didn't definitely slowed it down from when you didn't first close your eyes. You know you're making progress, you know what I'm saying, you're making progress, so close your eyes, try to calm it down, try to slow your breathing down, just try to relax, get into the music, whatever you're listening to, kind of let them senses kind of wind down for a minute. Once you get to that place, just give yourself about 5 to 10 minutes or so just to relax right there. Nice slow breathing, you know, breathe in and out. Like I said, just try it about 10 times. If you can do 10 slow, deep breaths, I guarantee right then and there, that'll change your whole mental. Just 10. And you'd be amazed how simple some of this stuff is. Just the fact that these are things most of us don't normally do. You know what I'm saying? We don't take 10 or 15 minutes for ourselves. We definitely don't take 10 or 15 minutes to control our breathing. You see what I'm saying? We definitely don't take 10 or 15 minutes to control your breathing while listening to some relaxed music, while having you a cocktail or whatever, with the whole focus being to reset. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of us don't put it all together like that. So just give yourself about 5, 10 minutes, deep breaths, relaxing, take a sip of the cocktail, whatever you got going on, and just get into your own thoughts. Once you can, like I say, get that calmness, you relax, then start to reflect. You know what I'm saying? Reflect on your last week. You know what I'm saying? Reflect on the day. You know what I'm saying? And what you need to do this week or tomorrow to make yourself better. You know what I'm saying? And so once you can calm down, like I say, once everything seems a little bit slowed down, you're chilling, like I say, the music sounding right, that's when it's time to reflect. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, whether it's the week, the day, the moment, the hour, you know what I'm saying? It's time to reflect with the whole game plan of building yourself and making yourself better. You know what I'm saying? Once you can kind of, like I said, get yourself in that mode, you know what I'm saying, where you reflected on, you know, what you did good, what you did bad, how you can incorporate other things, you know, to make yourself better, then start focusing on what's your weaknesses, your strengths, you know, as a person, you know, as you, you know what I'm saying, because you want to find a balance in that. You know, use your weaknesses to enhance, you know, your strengths, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. Use your strengths, you know what I'm saying, to kind of overcome some of the weaknesses you may have. So you want to create that balance, you know what I'm saying? That balance. And so whenever you meditate, you know, there's certain aspects of that meditation that's important, you know what I'm saying, to quantify it as a meditation. And usually at the end of them, they're going to have affirmations. And the affirmations is what you want to just put in your mind, you want to repeat those, and they say, you know, the more you repeat an affirmation, you put it out in the cosmos, the more chance you have of that coming true, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to meditating, you want to just put that out, you know, in the air, and then once you put that out in the air, you got a better chance of that coming, you know what I'm saying, coming to fruition. So I wrote down like three affirmations, you know what I'm saying? So you can, like, just say, just say them, and you can always create your own affirmations. You can always Google meditation affirmations, you know, based on what you meditate before, they'll give you those too. But mine for this call is number one. People don't have to like you, fellas, but you have to demand people respect you. You feel me? And so again, you know, everybody gonna have those who, you know, you just don't vibe together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just ain't on the same wavelength. You know what I'm saying? But they can respect what you stand for. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you always working towards, in your boy's opinion, you know, just as a man, you know what I'm saying, is wanting to give respect and expecting to receive respect. And so that's got to be number one. Number two, always, always try to improve. You know what I'm saying? One of the things that we can't do is stay the same. And so if you're not trying to improve yourself in one way or another, you know what I'm saying, then you need to reevaluate, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing in general, you know what I'm saying, because everything should be about improving. None of us are perfect, but all of us are always improving. You know what I'm saying? You know, no, you're not alone no more, fellas. Again, confidence is power, and it's been, you know, at least all my lifetime, and I'm sure many other people's lifetime, that we never had this platform. We never had this cohesive environment. We never had this timing, you know, where men could come out and support each other. You know, men didn't have to have a complete ego built on false, you know, reality to try to compete against. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to try to compete against your boys now. And so you got absolute strangers, both men and women, that are there to build your confidence and make you understand that you're not alone in the way you think. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, it's your man, Blackavelli, you know what I'm saying, coming at you with another black man over 50. We just talking meditation. And again, we all need that moment to meditate, get your mind right. Blackout. Alright, I decided, I'm going to keep it raw. You know how we doing season 6, so what I'm going to suggest, find your own instrumental, you know, whatever you like, whether it's jazz, blues, rock and roll, hip hop, you know what I'm saying, find your own instrumental, lay it down, and then start your boy at the rip. But yeah, we're going to keep it straight solo tip, no music, so you go ahead and put your own music down. It's your man Black, coming with another black man over 50, Blackout. What up, fam? It's your man Black. Hey, season 6 is here. I'm telling you, it's gonna be off the chain. We going uncensored on season 6, 18 and over, for real. You know what I'm saying? We hitting all the hot topics. So I'm telling you, I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, left wing, right wing, white, black, fat, tall, you see what I'm saying? If it's in the news, we bringing it. If it's on my mind, I'm saying it. It is what it is. I said what I said. Black man over 50, blackout. What up, fam? We want to thank you for listening to the show. We hope you like what you heard. Make sure you hit us up with any feedback on blackmanover50@gmail.com. Once again, man, it's going to be a hot season. Season 6, we coming at you live. This is for my kings out there. Any ideas you guys have, anything you guys want me to bring to the table, holler at your boy. It's your man, Black. Blackout. Already, I got to give a few shout-outs. One to my millennials out there. I'm giving much love back to you on Facebook, Instagram. I see you out there on your reels. Another shout-out to my classmates, following a brother. I appreciate it, my truck driver. So, again, you know what I'm saying? One love. Appreciate you. Continue to follow your boy. Share the content. You know what I'm saying? It's your man, Blackout. 88 Billy.